This news update is being brought to you by Popham Flooring, across from McLaren Thumb Region and Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardware, hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. Welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Sebring police are asking for public assistance after Jeffrey Shane Nunnery, age 54, was accused of selling three stolen long guns at rummage sales held at his home. Nunnery, who was previously arrested for stealing a tractor from a shed, is now under investigation for these firearm sales. The owners of the weapons remain unidentified. Authority officials urge anyone who purchased items from Nunnery in recent months to contact the Sebring police. Nunnery was arrested on October 7th by the Huron County Sheriff's Office following tips from Sebring Police Chief Stephen Repke. He faces multiple felony charges, including the theft of a Massey Ferguson utility tractor from Rubicon Township and involvement in stealing and selling other tractors across the state. Two tractors linked to the case have been recovered, including one believed to have been bought in Highland and another stolen from Newaygo County. The investigation, which spans multiple Michigan jurisdictions, continues with authorities uncovering additional stolen motorized vehicles. Nunnery remains in custody with a $25,000 cash bond. Anybody with information is encouraged to contact Sebring Police, their officer Stephen Triner, at 989-883-2380 or by email at police@sebringmi.gov. For more information on this or to read the full article, go to thumbnet.net. And hey kids, Jack the Great Pumpkin wants to hear from you. You can write a letter to Jack O'Lantern telling him what you love about Halloween and what your plans are, and Jack will write you back. Drop your letters in Jack's special mailbox inside La Village Market in downtown Elkton. Be sure to include your return address, though no postage is needed. Letters must be dropped off by October 25th. We'll be right back with your news, but first, here's a message from our sponsors over at Popham.
In a world full of trends, hardwood never goes out of style. At Popham Flooring, they're not just selling floors, they're helping you build something real. Solid hardwood that lasts, that feels warm under your feet, and holds memories, not just furniture. This generation is about investing in what matters. So why settle for cheap imitation or throwaway looks? Popham Flooring offers handcrafted hardwood options that speak to your style and your standards. Rustic, refined, modern, or timeless, they've got it. Your home should reflect who you are, not just today, but for years to come. Popham Flooring west of Bad Axe. Real wood, real life, real you. Stop in and check out their showroom to start your next chapter one step at a time. Popham Flooring, located west of Bad Axe on M53, or call 989-269-7358.
Welcome back. The Harbor Beach School District will host a blood collection drive Tuesday, October 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The drive will take place in the testing room at 402 South 5th Street in Harbor Beach. Appointments for donations are preferred and can be made by calling this number, 886-642-5663, or go online at veristi.org/mi. Walk-in donors are also welcome. Those who donate will receive a gift of flannel pants while supplies last. The blood drive is being coordinated with the Versatile Blood Center of Michigan. And a community memorial honoring the late Charlie Kirk will be held tomorrow, October 14th at 7 p.m. It's located at the Jim Hicks Veterans Memorial Park in Bad Axe, next to the Huron County Courthouse. The event is organized by local pastors from Huron and Sanilac counties, and they invite attendees to wear red in remembrance. Charlie Kirk, who was a national political figure and founder of Turning Point USA, died last month while speaking in Utah due to an assassination. Pastors from Bad Axe Methodist Church, Lifesong Church, Mercy Hill Church, and Faithway Church will share messages during the service. Local group We the County is also supporting the event. The public is invited to attend and participate in the memorial. For more information, make sure you head on over to thumbnet.net. And coming up, we have some precise weather, as we have no obituaries for this hour. Make sure, though, if you want to read up on all of these articles, need any information, want to look at your sports for the week, obituaries, head on over to thumbnet.net, and we got you covered. So, Russ, tell me, how's that precise weather looking?